It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
When I get ready to go swimming, I swim at a wonderful pond. My husband laughs because my zinc oxide sunscreen, I wear the heavy-duty white stuff, David, and I look like a mime, basically, okay? And he laughs, but I'm telling you, it really works well. But even through that, I have gotten a little bit of a sunburn, very light, but it really bothers me because I'm trying to keep my skin as protected as possible, but yet I love to swim for exercise. So what are some wonderful things we can do to treat our sunburn? I understand there's five things you're going to tell us today.
There are. The first thing you're doing already is to try and prevent it, and that's wearing SPF or a sunscreen, but no SPF or sunscreen is going to completely block the damaging rays of the sun. So you're already taking step one, but bottom line is no matter what we do, whether we go swimming, whether we're out there all day, we want to have fun, but accidents happen, and all of us have experienced a burn in our life, even those of us in the industry that know better. But the problem is these sunburns can have long-term effects, and that's what we want to talk about today. These long-term effects, though, can be melanoma, meaning skin cancer. So being out in the sun can be very dangerous, but let's talk about what the five things you can do. First of all, act quickly. So as soon as you realize that you're starting to get a sunburn, whether it's a little bit of redness, whether it's a little bit of tingling, it's time to get out of the sun. The effects from the sun can take hours for you to get the full effect of it. So don't wait. The minute you see a little bit of pink, a little bit of red, a little bit of tingling, get out of the sun. I don't care if you're wearing sunscreen. Get out of the sun, just because if you don't act quickly, it's only going to get worse. And again, you haven't seen the full effects yet.
You know, that's a mistake I made the other day with my daughter. She started playing with two girls we just met, and we were playing games, and I was chasing them around, and I felt that tingling in my shoulders, but I was in the moment. I was having so much fun, yep. And I didn't want to disappoint the girls, but I should have gotten out and said, girls, I'm sorry, I got to, you know, take a break. So, you know, even if you're caught up in the moment, it's important to step back.
It definitely is, because like I said, it takes hours to see the full effect. So by the time that's happening to you, it's already too late. You have a sunburn coming on. So your best bet's to get out of the sun before that occurs. But bottom line, we all like to have fun, just like you did with your daughter. So act quickly when it happens. Take that warning sign. It's Mother Nature giving you that signal that you're starting to create a problem. Next, moisturize. Well, this sounds funny. Let's talk about moisturizing the skin. What I suggest when you get home is fill a cool bath. Make a cool bath and pour in a half cup, even a cup of baking soda. What's going to happen is you don't want to use hot water. Your skin is already sensitive at this point, so you want to use something that's going to be cooling and soothing to the skin. In addition, we want to super moisturize the skin. And so soak in it for a little while and moisturize, soothe the skin. Don't use any scrubs. Don't sit there and try and break any of the blisters that are forming. Your skin needs to naturally heal, but we don't want to irritate the skin any further. So we want to soothe it, moisturize it. When you get out, just dab the skin, a little towel dry, don't sit there and scrub, and then follow with like a moisturizing gel. I like that better because most moisturizing creams contain ingredients that can only irritate the skin or disrupt the skin's normal heal process, the pH. Use something that's a gel, like a hyaluronic acid base or gel or aloe base.
You know, speaking of aloe vera, we've talked about this before, but you want the first ingredient to be aloe vera and not water.
That is correct. Most companies water it down and they contain aloe, and they'll use a 99% or 100% aloe extract. So on the front of the bottle can claim contains 100% aloe or 99% aloe. That means the product contains a drop of it. It doesn't mean that the product is 100% aloe. So look at the ingredient statement and make sure that the first ingredient you see is aloe. Also make sure it doesn't have any synthetic fragrances or synthetic dyes, because your skin is super sensitive at this point. Let me jump to the third item. It's time to hydrate. And let me differentiate here. Moisturizing your skin is one thing. Hydrating the body is another. Now that you're starting to experience a burn, the skin is drawing the fluids to the skin's surface and dehydrating your body. You may have experienced this because you said you were out in the sun a little bit with a little bit of redness or tingling. But some of the signs to see, and I say this because you may recognize them, but more importantly is recognize it in your kids so you can help them as quick as possible. But dry mouth, reduced urination if you're not going to the bathroom as often, maybe a small headache, maybe a little bit of dizziness. These are signs that you're becoming dehydrated. So the solution, everybody's going to say, oh, obviously, drink a bunch of water, I do anyway. That's not enough. This is the time to drink a sports drink because it has electrolytes in it. When you perspire, you don't just lose moisture or water, you lose electrolytes. So you want to use things that'll rebalance the body and re-nourish the body. And I'm going to throw in another one. Drink orange juice. Orange juice is full of antioxidants. And so what we want to do is target the free radicals that are going to cause not just damage to the skin, but to the body. So drink a lot of sports drinks with electrolytes. Do drink bottles of water as well, and throw in a glass or two of vitamin C through the day. We want to now, we've soothed the skin, we've moisturized the skin, we want to hydrate the body at this point.
Yeah, the only thing I'd say on the sports drinks is watch out for the ones with a lot of that are like a bright blue or purple, or, you know, have a lot of artificial colors. That's just my two cents.
Ooh, good
there.
Point. No, good point. To me, it's an obvious, and you bring up something some of our listeners who don't get to hear every show we do, they may have missed some of those, and so you're exactly correct. So, but there are some out there that are great without all the synthetic ingredients, and so you can get things that are going to help nourish the body. I'll give you another one. Medicate the body. Now, while I'm not one for over-medicating, I try to avoid it when possible. Even when I get home from a dentist, I don't like taking painkillers or whatever else. But in this case, I'm going to tell you, take an ibuprofen, take an Advil before the pain. Because what I'm trying to do is reduce the inflammation and get ahead of the pain. Because even just a small amount of pain means there's damage. So reduce the inflammation, reduce the pain so you're comfortable. I'll say not all of them are built the same. Tylenol can help with pain, but not the swelling. So take an Advil or something along that line that's going to help reduce the inflammation from it. And again, it wouldn't hurt to even soak in the tub even a second time. So again, we're going to step one, soothe the skin, moisturize, hydrate, medicate. Here's the fifth item. And this to me is the most important out of everything. You've done four things to kind of ease the pain for yourself, to soothe the body, to help minimize the damage. But now assess the damage. Assess where you're at this point. If you have a lot of blisters, and I'm talking, if you've got 10%, 20% of the body with some blisters, you can kind of handle this at home if you want. Maybe go talk to your doctor if you have a lot of blisters. But if you're above that, if you're above 20%, don't hesitate. Set the appointment with the doctor quickly and go see your doctor. Let them decide what needs to be done. My bigger concern is that you've caused such damage, we want to catch it if it's going to turn into melanoma or anything else early. And so if you start seeing spots down the road, and I don't mean just in the next few days, but even 6 months later, going out in the sun can make you more and more susceptible to getting skin cancer. So if you see these spots growing, don't hesitate, go to a dermatologist. Don't mean to alarm you, but if you see blisters or a lot of damage, let the doctor, let the professional make the decision so we can catch it early before it turns into something even bigger.
Yeah, you know, this morning my daughter was, you know, we were cuddling and she touched my back and she said, "Mommy, what is this?" And it was like, I have a scar because I had a squamous cell carcinoma taken out of my back about probably 15 years ago. And luckily they got it and they got it all and it was fine. And that is the less dangerous kind, but it's still a form of skin cancer. And I was lucky that I happened to be studying it at the time. It's a long story. And so I recognized it, but it just looked like a scab. So you really want to educate yourselves on the different types. There's basal cells, squamous cell, and then of course melanoma. So it's a good idea to go online. And some of the pictures are kind of hard to look at, but it's better to be educated.
Yep. Yep. And I know one of the biggest signs is if you've get like a mole or something on the back that grows very quickly. You know, these are signs to take a look at, and a lot of it is from being out in the sun. So obviously the first thing you want to do, that's not even part of our top five what to do once you're sunburned, but try and protect yourself from the sun, stay in the shade. But remember, as soon as you see the signs of the sun damage, jump out of the sun quickly. So act quickly. Real quick, I'm going to reiterate. Act quickly, moisturize and soothe the skin with a cool bath with some baking soda, hydrate the body, replenish the water, replenish the electrolytes, and use some orange juice with antioxidants. Take an Advil or an ibuprofen that's going to help reduce inflammation and pain, and most importantly, assess the damage. These five steps are going to help you have a healthier life and minimize the damage that we all have had happen in our lives. So I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay beautiful and stay well.